Well, great call. Let's go straight into the rooms to Brad and the team because we've got Scott Lysett joining us here on 882 6PR. Scotty, good afternoon.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Not the result you would have hoped.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty tough contest. We almost came away with it in the end, but yeah, just once again, didn't play four quarters.
Scotty, what was the message from the coach Adam Simpson post game?
He just said, you know, it was a really tough contest and they were obviously a lot cleaner. So it was almost like a finals type intensity game that. And yeah, we probably won two quarters, but to win these games, you've got to play all four quarters.
Did you feel as though you'd not wasted, but you didn't make the most of your opportunities in the first quarter? You looked like you were pretty much all over them, even though they had more of the ball.
Yeah, oh, it's a bit disappointing. You know, we could have probably kicked a few more goals, but that's footy and you know, allowed them to come back in the game. So, yeah, we just got to work on that during the week.
And your own form's been pretty solid. I mean, you've been pretty good. You've been enjoying your work there, and you're certainly clunking a few marks and getting around the ground pretty well.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying playing footy at the moment. I was, you know, a bit up and down with injury and form last year, so just enjoying being out in the park with the boys and building some consistency.
Go ahead, Shane.
Scott, thanks very much for your time on 6PR. There's a lot said about the inability to win away from Domain Stadium. Does it ever become a mental game for you that you know that and the task each week gets bigger and bigger to finally prove that, hey, we can beat a genuine contender like the Western Bulldogs away from Subiaco?
Well, obviously, you know, we've got to win games if we're going to be genuine contenders away from home. So we came close today and, you know, we keep saying that it's, you know, we've played some pretty quality teams away from home and we do hear, you know, what everyone says about us not being able to win away from home and, you know, we're just going to keep striving to prove the critics wrong, I suppose.
Nick Natanui spent some extended time on the bench. He had blood streaming from the face, and I think it was around the nose region. Just wasn't himself today. How is he after the game?
He's a bit sore. Yeah, he battled through today. He's got a couple of niggles, I think. So I was proud of him for the effort to get up and play and give the effort he did. He was playing sore, so I think, not many people know what's going on behind closed doors. But, he played sore today.
You played a little bit forward yourself at times today, Scotty. Was it difficult? Did the Bulldogs do something a little different to clog up your space? Because even Josh Kennedy couldn't find the ball today.
Yeah, it was a bit difficult to find space in the forward line today. I think we bombed it in a few times, which made it hard, and we didn't lower our eyes and look for the hit-ups and stuff like that. So I think that's something we need to work on and just lower the eyes and try and hit those targets inside 50.
Rehab now, massive flight home, and a massive game against Adelaide next weekend to look forward to.
Yeah, we're looking forward to just bouncing back. Simo said that we've got to move on really quickly because we've got another big challenge next week. So we can't dwell on this for too long. We'll review the game and work out what we did wrong and the few things that we did right and move on to Adelaide really quick.
Scott, you've had away losses to Hawthorn, Sydney and Geelong. Where do you rate the Bulldogs?
They obviously, you know, they played pretty high in the finals last year and they're a young team, really up and coming. So I think they're going to be right up there at the end of the year. Like Simo said post-match, he said that it was a finals-like game and I think the Bulldogs will be thereabouts this year.
Scotty, thanks for your time. Safe trip home. We look forward to the game next week against the Crows.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Scott Lysett there from the rooms, Pete.
Yeah, and it's a big game for them next week. Looking at the Crows, They are actually toweling up. They've just commenced.